the boys know. Makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. Built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your puppet? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside.
I believe you have seen a lot of things and believed in a lot of things. Sit back and enjoy the music. And this is for you, babe. Here we go. Hi, welcome to Yo Soy Latino. I'm Jose Miranda. Welcome to the table. Welcome to, you know, hang out with us as always, just like you do, you know, with the family, like your aunts does, your fathers or mothers, and come in and hang out, trying to find out what's going on with you and how your day has been. Please bring your open mind, your cup of Java, your espresso, your cafe con leche, your Italian bread, because, you know, you have to dunk it. Dunk it in the coffee. Cookies for you cookie monsters out there. I want you to enjoy yourself, so sit back and relax. And I think we'll slice up some prosciutto and have that on the table as well so that you can enjoy it. So you sit back and relax as we discuss things. There's a lot of things going out out there in the world. You know, everything from ISIS to homeless issues that continue to plague us, that are not going away, that is not being addressed by anyone. The only thing that's being spoken about is, of course, the middle class, and nothing is being said about those people who are living in the streets, in the subways, in the woods, and etc. And especially the homeless vets that we have. And I will remind everyone that 1% of the population actually serves the nation. So the other 99% can enjoy and indulge in everything that you want to do because of that 1%. We also have a man-made holiday coming up. I call it man-made because it's not anybody's regular calendar except that in business. However, that being said, Valentine's Day is fast approaching. And for you guys that have never given flowers, candies, any kind of little sweet knickknacks, or told your significant other something that they're special in some kind of way, this is a day designed to make money for everybody else, for you to have a wake-up call. And we have a movie coming out that may, just may, entice, provoke, and wake you up to the next generation of things. And in order to discuss that well, I will bring in my co-host and friend, Alma Otero, who is going to have, I believe, a heated discussion with me over the up-and-coming film, 50 Shades of Grey. Hello, Alma. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Jose. Thank you for inviting me again to the show. It's a pleasure to be here with you and discuss the topics that we're going to address. I think that the word heated, yes, it could be. It all depends on your views about the 50 Shades of Grey. Mm. I'm very opinionated, and I'm definitely going to let the audience know how I feel about the film and okay. about the book that I already read.
Right.
So I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to start another time spending here with you. So let's just get started.
The book has sold, excuse me, to date, 100 million copies. Okay. It's being printed in 57 languages. So it is about, it's making money up the yin yang already, pardon the expression. And it's about, there are theaters here in the Orlando area who have already sold out for the movie that is still 2 weeks away. So it kind of blows your mind. So is this a society, or I should say, or have we reached the point where sex and bondage and some very tough physical love has now become mainstream, or is this just a freak of nature? What do you think?
Well, what I think it's that when it comes to the bonding and everything that they're going to present there, it's behind closed doors. Not that couples are not doing it or people are not experiencing that type of sexual experience, but it's being hush-hush. It's being kept behind doors. I think that we're coming at a time where people are more open to explore and they're curious and they want to take it to the next level. So with this book coming up, with the book coming out and that the movie, it's something that people that are already into that are saying, okay, we've already been doing that. So it's nothing new. But for the people that are not into it, it just opened a door to new opportunities. Like, how about we don't try this? But I could say it is a little risky as to who want to go to that experience and take it to the level that the book and the movie it's about. Especially the content and what it's about.
Domestic violence experts are condemning the movie and saying instead of spending $50 for the movie and popcorns and stuff, give the money to a shelter for women because they feel this is a very negative appeal. However, what do you think about that aspect?
Well, I really have a strong opinion about that because the message that is sent, it's like it's something exciting that a young woman per se that just starting having, just starting experience about relationship can send the wrong message, especially if it comes from a childhood or a family where already abuse have existed, dysfunctional homes. So watching a movie like that, basically what the movie it's about is, you know, her playing submissive and the guy overheating, having control over her and all that. So even though at the end, it's just a movie, it's just a story, but people can take that to the level that they want to experience that. And someone that just starting that, you know, starting to know what relationship it's about, they can send their own message as far as what really love is, and they can create, they can tend to be attracting a man that could be abusive, controlling, and they can end up losing their self-esteem.
Your premise, I've read other articles actually today where people have admitted being submissive, and they come from no backgrounds that have been suspect. They were raised in happy homes. They just knew at an early age that they enjoyed being submissive and that they had, you know, they were equal with their husbands or wives. They were equal in everything. And it's just when it came to play and to relax, they found a way that they enjoyed the sex and the pain because it brought them pleasure. Isn't that at all possible in there? Or you're saying no?
No, I'm saying no. I mean, nothing has meaning unless the meaning that you give it to. So it could be, quote unquote, seem like a very normal home. But what is considered a normal home? Perhaps that person that grew up in a home where their mother and father are still alive together and they have a relationship. The father was the breadwinner. He's the one who took control of the household. The mother was the one that take care of the children, take care of the family and the house. So already there, we're seeing a submissive role because depending on the man to bring the money, to pay the expenses, and she take care of the children. So create that dependency, which it was back in the old days, it worked. So if a woman nowadays on the 20s, 25 per se, if they get into a relationship, there's nothing wrong about, you know, that scenario. If the husband wants to work and the wife wants to stay home and play the submissive role. The problem that I have is that having overpowering the woman and he having the last word and having totally control of the woman, and not one thing is being submissive and playing having a play role in the bedroom. Another one is it's an everyday life, because if you take it to the level where it's a 24/7, it's not no longer acting, it becomes a reality for you, because it only takes for you to do a certain act at certain times. Repetitive for you to become a belief that that's who you are. So you create an identity that that's your role. And that's what I have a problem with.
Well, it's supposed to be fun. Right, come on now. If the person is being submissive and willingly wishes to be submissive because they derive pleasure from it, why can't I indulge with that person if I happen to be not of a similar nature, but a little bit more aggressive? How is that being wrong if we're enjoying a sexual relationship?
Okay, first of all, I still yet to see a woman that playing the role seems to be happy and seems to be enjoying that submissive type of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Second at all, I think that any man or woman that want to overpower somebody else for a sexual act or in a relationship, first of all, it's a coward, okay?
A coward, why? You said?
Yes, because you know what? You're not seeing the person at your same level. You need to see somebody below you, because that's the only way you feel powerful enough. Because a man, in a healthy relationship, you have to see your wife one-on-one. We're both equal, and you don't have to play that role of submissive. You can do that, play role, whatever, in the bedroom, but not take it to the level that it's okay in everyday life. That is a no-no.
There are some people out there that need direction. Your boss gives you direction, okay? Your mother gives you direction, all right? So people are used to taking some type of direction or orders to do things. So what's wrong with taking that and having your sexual fantasies to continue outside the bedroom? What's wrong with that?
Well, we're talking about two different things. Direction. I don't need a father figure. That sounds like a father figure trying to coach me, try to teach me how to do things. First of all, in a relationship, in a healthy relationship, the man and the woman both contribute to make it work.
Right.
It's not that men has not have everything figured out in the relationship to make it work. She is putting something in the relationship that is going to make it work.
Nobody's denying that. Then, what I'm saying to you is, I'm talking about pleasure. If your boss gives you direction, you don't say nothing about that. And your boss will show you how to learn something new, despite the fact that you may not want to do that. A teacher will do the same thing. You might be a professor and go into another classroom that has a professor, and they're going to tell you, I'm the boss. You will do what I say while you're there until you learn it. So what is wrong with that? That is nothing different from that than having consensual sex between two people.
Well, if a woman doesn't have much experience in the bedroom and the man wants to teach her a few things and here and there and she enjoys it, there's no problem with that. The problem is what I view it as not acceptable when it comes in everyday life. It's no longer a play role. It's no longer you're going to play submissive in the bedroom. We're talking about everyday life. We're talking about taking it outside the bedroom. That word creates a belief that your husband or the person that you're with is above you and you're below him. And that is no. That's not acceptable.
People need direction. So if that's the person that you're having sexual relationship and you realize that that person needs extra motivation and you're in this type of relationship, then by applying certain techniques and stuff, you can promote that ideology that will work best for that person, because you know them better than anybody else.
So it needs a direction, and it, so it's sort of like the father figure. Is that what you're talking about then? Because if I'm gonna have a man that is gonna tell me how to, what color dress to wear and shoes to wear it and how to
Well,
talk and how to behave, you know, I'd rather have a problem with that because I'm losing my identity.
no, not if you're already dressing like a ragamuffin, and a person looks at you and underneath those horn-rimmed glasses or whatever, underneath that faja that you wear that's ridiculous and out of date, they see something else, a potential there for somebody else, then they are kind of doing an intervention for you.
Oh,
Okay.
really? Is that how you call it?
Yes, they're doing an intervention for you because they're directing you in how to come back into the lifestyle that's better for you,
Oh,
that
but
will promote you better by addressing your clothes issue, addressing your hair issue, because apparently you couldn't do it on your own.
oh, really? So what about
But that's
it's
why
the
you're a
opposite?
ragamuffin. That's why you're straightening you out.
So, I mean, is this like a man type of macho type of thing that the man has to teach the woman? Because, I mean,
No, they
really.
got guys. They got women who do that to the guys, who show them how to dress and show them how to dress professional. If that's the look the woman is going for, and they are submissive in nature, but they are submissive because the person who's teaching them has a greater ability to show them something because they're looking at things outside the box.
See, here we're talking about changing somebody. One thing is for you to suggest and for you to give someone advice about how they need to dress because you think that they can look better in certain clothes.
I use that as
But
a I use that
another
as an
one is
example.
you trying to change somebody for who they are, and nobody should be able to change anybody. You know what? When you get into a relationship, you know, you have to love that person and accept them for what they are. You don't have to be try to change it. Now, you can
Now, if
bring
they look
things
like a
to enhance the
ragamuffin,
relationship.
why wouldn't you change somebody that looks like a ragamuffin? Why
Why
wouldn't
do
you
you pick
change?
them to begin
Why?
with?
But if you
Why you were to begin with?
if you were able to add something, okay, to that mix that would change it and make them feel better about themselves, why wouldn't you want to do that?
They said, why would you want it? Why do you want to be with that person to begin with? If they look like a raggedy shoe, what you depict them to begin with?
Because they looked like they had some kind of potential. That's what I'm saying. They
Oh,
looked like they had
potential.
some kind of potential. They looked behind, horn-rimmed glasses and funky hair and a funky dress. They were hiding something that was deep and beautiful, but they couldn't see it because it was just garbled in garbage. So someone who's into the lifestyle BDSM is able to facilitate that change, a positive change for that person.
Well, let's take it to the let's put that scenario. Let's say whether it's a man or a woman, if you can offer something to that person that is going to enhance it, okay, that there's nothing wrong with that. But when
Well,
you're trying to impose
but
and
then
when you're
you're
trying to say this is what you're going to wear because
right.
I said so, that's not right. Because you have to see it as okay, if it's going to enhance you, I believe that this will look better, but the other person has to be okay with it, but not going along with it just because he's saying so. And that with clothes, you know, really, if you're gonna look better, and your husband or the person that you're with have a better sense of style, and it's gonna help you, then you know, I really don't have any problem with that. What I really have a problem
See,
is
we
that
agree.
no, but what
We
is
agree, so
no
this lifestyle is
enhance, listen,
okay.
enhance it, but it has to be a choice that she or he wants to do it,
Yes, they
not do
already
it because he
agree.
says so. You
They,
see the
most of the
difference?
time, according to what I've read, most of the people will say they have agreed, okay, to submit to this. And in some cases, they've even written out contracts on rules of engagement, complete with safety words and things like that, so not to go o overboard with it. And so the person who is the submissive willingly engages in activity that can be beneficial to them. And if necessary and when necessary, discipline is applied.
Discipline is are you raising a child or what?
You know,
Are
sometimes
you
it is,
raising a child or
according
what?
to
What
what
is
I've
this?
read, it is at times trying to raise a child because here's a person that hasn't understood all their potential or the things that could add to them to make them even better than they are. And they come along willingly. This is not something that you're enforcing. They start out with the premise that they wish to learn.
Someone, a woman that accept a situation like that, obviously don't have any self-esteem. It's not that she has low self-esteem. It's that
she has no self-esteem. I'm telling you, he or she signs a contract and says, yes, I agree to these things.
But what do they do with
that? What does that have to do with self-esteem?
It has everything to do with the self-esteem, because a woman that has self-esteem will not put up with that crap to begin with. You know what? Because they're happy with who they are, and they have to like who they see, right, and that's the end of it. And you bring in something in a relationship that is going to enhance it and make it better. But it's not about what happened with someone don't have self-esteem, that they're looking so badly into someone to love them, and they settle for whatever this man can give him, despite bringing on to all that crap they're bringing on to.
You can provide,
you know, control over them, treat them like garbage.
Self-esteem. You can provide directions. And you might have to discipline that person in order for them to realize their full potential.
Oh, that's Jose. Do you really think that? So yes, you mean to tell me?
I am telling you that works.
So that means that if you went into a relationship like that, that you know a woman is gonna teach you how to dress, and it's gonna teach you, you know, certain things that you still don't know. It's okay for the woman to discipline and take care of you and whip your ass if you have to, do what she have to do until you get it right.
That happens. They have a million stories of that. What about the women who are older, what they call the coyotes, who seek younger men? Okay. They are teaching that younger man how to service them, how to take care of them, and how to carry themselves so that they can hang with them. They do it deliberately, all right? And it's done all over the place. It's not right for people to criticize something that they don't know. Does that work for everybody? No. Is there a populace out there that's into that? Absolutely. So what is all of them have issues? All of them have mental breakdowns?
Obviously, that is you're talking about something that a relationship that is already dysfunctional, because something like that, it just doesn't work like that. In real life, love is not about having control over anybody.
I'm not talking about love.
Then what the heck is it?
I'm not talking about love.
I'm
saying if you have love, that's a plus. But sometimes you enter a relationship because there's a nurturing thing that happens between you. And you care about that other person. It doesn't have to be love. And then you have an equally mutual satisfaction of things that bring you pleasure. And whether like in the movie that depicts, whether you're tied up and gagged or spanked, people like that. The numbers speak for themselves that people who have responded to queries about this have answered overwhelmingly that they enjoy these things behind closed doors. They're not saying they're going to parade down the street with it. Although there are instances where that you can see that.
Well, you know what? Behind closed doors, whatever a man and a woman consent to do, it's okay with it. If they like bonding, if you like the spanking, if you like whatever they want to experience, as long as it's consensual and it's not violating the law, I don't see anything wrong with it.
No,
what I do have a problem is
you can violate the law kissing in some states, so you can't go like that.
But my point is this.
Yeah.
You know, when we're talking about a man and a woman consensually acting in sex behind closed door, you know, it's one thing. But when we're talking about that, it's not even just in the bedroom. It's like having control over the partner in every aspect, as what they eat, what they dress, you know, the sex party. I mean, it's like having completely absorbed into this person's life.
Right. So what's wrong
with
that?
That creates a dependency. And dependency, you know, creates a codependency. So this woman depend on this man to tell her what to do. So really, She's not even thinking about herself. No, she's already expecting a command from the man. And that is not right.
At some point after you have learned, you don't have to be told again. But occasionally, at least how this movie depicts, you have to be reminded of how far you've come compared to where you were before. And you have an issue with that.
So it's okay to have a man have total power over you, tell you everything, what you need to do, behave, act, sexual, and everything.
That you,
not even be about love, but just because you decide that, it's okay
willfully,
with you.
That you have willfully committed to, okay? Nobody twisted your arm. Nobody raped you, took you off the street. That you willfully engaged in activity that you found enjoyable. This movie depicts that. Are you saying it's wrong to expose that now? Should we keep that behind closed doors that we've had for, you know, two or three generations? Because you can't tell me people 90 years ago did not engage in sexual activity that was suspect or considered, it's probably considered even more suspect at that time. So are they all crazy? Were they all had issues?
Look, Jose, I made it very clear to you that behind closed door, a man and a woman can consensually act and do whatever they want to.
Okay.
I'm talking about when it's a living, when it's an everyday life, when we're talking about that it's not this is not even just sexual. We're talking about having, being self-absorbed about the other person and the other person having total control over the other person.
And what's wrong with that?
As far as their behavior and all that, you lose your identity.
What's wrong with that?
That is abuse. It's a form of abuse. You lose completely your self-identity.
They go to work on time. You cannot even dress well. They eat well. They're taken care of. So what is the issue that you have with this
expense?
Movie?
I would like to have the pleasure to interview a woman that is in a situation right now as we speak.
Right.
And I want to see the glow in her eyes, how happy she is.
Right.
Because you know what? That's not the case. That's not reality. Men that are controlling, that they want to have overpower women or overpower men, people that are like that, they have really issues. They really need to be, that's the only way they feel power. By putting somebody down, by having control with the man and the woman. That's a very narcissistic way.
So you're saying these people are not necessarily exploring their sexuality because they're being told what to do.
This is beyond sexuality. This is taking it to a higher level. This is not even being kinky. This is not even, you know, taking it outside the box like everybody else is doing it. When you're talking about having completely control over the other person, you know, that...
You're missing the point. This movie is depicting the fact that this young lady, okay, was seeking something she couldn't figure out. This young man had the ability to show her something outside the box that was exciting to her and different to her. And he gave her a choice, and she willfully, and I repeat this word, willfully submitted.
But if we're talking about a movie, that's not a reality. And reality
that
does
exist. There's a whole lifestyle out there.
This is not based on a true story.
No,
if this had been based a true story, I'll tell you, the reality would be that this woman, we even forget what name it is, because whatever he will name her, that will be her name. You literally become a slave to this man because whatever, that's what it is. I mean, when this century, we think we have evolved long way, and here we are. This is slavery.
No, it's not.
Of course, it's slavery.
Go to the internet and look up BDSM, and there's thousands of reference to it. Thousands of clubs here in Florida. My God, here in Florida, they got all kinds of clubs that cater to that.
But you know what? As soon as that act is done, that's it. They go to everyday life, and you're talking about it could be a politician, it could be a judge, but, it could be anybody on the street. Because you know what? That's what they do behind closed doors.
Right.
It's not a 24/7. It's not an everyday thing. So
nothing
that's
is.
What I want to make it clear.
Nothing
now,
is.
The other thing is this.
Every
so
day.
What happened to a woman? Listen to this.
Yeah.
What happened to a woman that had been in a relationship like that? If we can call it a relationship, because we say that let's leave love behind. Okay. This is something that a man and a woman experience and all that. So it's not even love. But already she created a dependency in being with this type of man and this type of relationship. So what about the man gets tired of this? And right. Now all they see another prey, because that's why they are. They're looking for prey. So they see another prey. And now they get tired of this. They already have a soul trained, soul wired to do whatever they want. And now they want to go into mentor to somebody else. That person that have been in a relationship right. that had lost their identity, go out there, and what do you think is going to happen?
No. Let me point this out.
Some people late end up taking depressing pill, Prozac. Those are the people that become alcoholic, homeless. That's what this movie is promoting.
We already accept those things. Okay, take for example, Madonna dresses up in leather. Rihanna, okay, another one that dresses up in leather. We promote it all the time. We applaud. We jump up and down at their sexuality that they performed on the shows. And we paid for it. Okay? And we clap and we cheer because we're excited about what they're doing. This movie is about turning people on. Exploring their limits. And they do it willingly. Okay? The men and women that are into these things do it willingly. And you can't deny that. The numbers say you can't deny that. Yet you find fault with the people who participate in it, saying that they suffer from some sort of childhood diseases like measles and stuff.
I just cannot believe this. But all I can say is this.
Oh, you don't like my argument? I'm telling you something, and you got nothing to say about that?
No, I better laugh instead of getting pissed off with this whole conversation. And the bottom line is this. This is a movie that for someone that just started, going back to what we started with the conversation, is that it's a movie that someone that is just starting to explore their sexuality, they're young, and they already come with it with a shaky upbringing. Something questionable in their childhood and all that. All it's going to do is going to pull into getting. No.
You assume there's something wrong with them. Why do you assume there's something wrong with a person because they want to try that?
I didn't say that. I put the scenario of a woman that it had that type of upbringing. Yeah. That is starting. This is the scenario that I'm putting. I'm not putting everybody in that label. I'm saying that particular scenario. A woman that just starting to explore their sexuality that is curious, especially the now young generation that they're bisexual, they're trying women, they're trying so many things nowadays, and we become so liberal about sex. And it already comes with that shaky upbringing, not seeing a healthy environment, healthy relationship with their mother and father. And
so you were assuming.
So what's going to happen is that they're going to be drawn to a man that has that personality that is very overpowering, that is controlling, and they want to experience that. What is life
they
to be?
Want to
they
experience.
Want to take their role, and we gotta come to our senses and touch ground that this is a movie, and in reality, this has consequences. If you end up in a relationship like that, that is so control freak and so overpowering that you lose your identity, you lose your self-esteem, and those are chances that you end up later on being depressive, taking drugs, end up homeless, and abusive relationship.
You all
because
the way
those
to
are
that,
the women
assuming,
that later on become survivors.
How can you assume?
Violence.
How can you assume so much? Okay, when people are engaging in these activities every single day, and all you have to do is go to your computer, your iPhones, your laptops, or whatever communications, banging on drums, you'll get back 1,000 people that are engaged in the same activity willingly and very happy, and there's nothing psychologically wrong with them. They're not going to jump off roofs, and they're not involved in drugs. Yet you just surmise that everybody engaged in this is basically has an issue, and that's why, because they're engaged to it. Because they are narcissistic in some kind of way that they need this. This is supposed to be pleasurable for both parties.
Yeah, it's pleasurable when you keep it within the bedroom in a time that is in a sexual way. But when it comes in everyday life, that is the problem.
You
And
don't
that's what
think
happened. There's a lot of clubs that practice this,
a whole
that they practice
bunch.
the bonding, they practice, they like the pain, they have pleasure having pain and all
Yes.
that. But these
Right.
are the people that have everyday life. But you know what? Once the act is done, once whatever the role play was done,
Right.
everybody get dressed, you go to your home, I go to mine,
Wait a
and
minute.
we are
Sex,
just a
everyday
next door
sex,
neighbor.
what they call normal heterosexual sex is the same way. When you finish, you're through. Okay, you smoke a cigarette, a cigar, or whatever the hell you're a doobie, and you're on your way. What's different? You're claiming it's something different. Regular sex between married people is, wham, bang, thank you, what's for dinner? Okay? Or at the end of the day where the kids are finally in bed, and maybe if you're lucky, she'll roll over for you, okay? But other than that, it's the same business. And shouldn't they train themselves to be more? You're saying no. Everyday people are just regular people. I think regular people are just tired of the way they are. They're tired of their sex and they're tired of their life. This kind of movie will have them explore it outside of the bedroom where they can take advantage of the mental stimulation and the permission that they could do these things.
Why not, for let's say the couple that been married for many years and their sex is becoming stale and they want to bring that spark. Why don't the movie just say, you know what, we never tried that, well, we don't try it. But you know what, after the sex is done, after all that, you are still you and the other person is still who they are and everything, it's okay. Why not keep it within the bedroom? Why not keep it? And if you want to try it in the living room, if you want to try in the kitchen, try to do something to spark the relationship. Why
Right.
not? Why not do it? And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not against it,
Okay,
and
but
if you want to do something different, why not?
very, very
The
few
problem
people.
is when it becomes an everyday that control having overpower you. That's what, because it becomes whatever you repeat, on a constant basis, it becomes your reality, it becomes a belief, and you lose your identity. So, you have to always going to be depending. So the man no longer wants to be with you after
Wait a minute.
being
It is
making a
dependent.
living.
Who
Then you
pays the
need to
bills?
attract
Even though you
someone,
two,
some other jerk that is going to treat you the same way because you don't know who the heck you are. So
even
now you're going to
though,
attract someone that's going to keep you the same way. So, that's great independency. And no one should have to be dependent on anybody.
no, people get dependency because they actually, in some cases, especially in sexual cases, they prefer that because all their lives they weren't able to express that. Some they're being with someone who controls them, allows them the freedom to think outside the box, to bring out all those things that they have in them. But yet you would criticize them. It's bad enough that you got religion beaten on them. It's bad enough that you got society says, "Oh my God, no." But yet behind doors and through movies and other things, all these things are flourishing. So this movie is nothing more than allowing you permission to view something, and for once, the conversation is outside, so you can talk about it. It's not those shh, 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 or stepping into Victoria's Secret and sneaking away with a pair of crotchless panties or whatever it is, so you can woohoo, look at me, how sexy I am. Why not be able to do that all the time by being allowed to be that way, and someone can give you that permission to do that, where before you had your mama, the institutions, and everything else telling you can't be that way.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't have to be doing things just to society or for everyone to give you the stamp of approval, because that's when you start creating a double life. That's when you have a secret life, and then you have the life that you want to pretend because you want to quote unquote fit in, and you want to be seen righteous in, being a member of society, and so the title that we created, trying to fit out the perfect model type of man
Right.
instead of being who you are, not having to expect everybody to like you or decide whether you do it is right or wrong. As long as, like I said, you don't violate the law and you're not hurting or abusing children or anything like that, whatever is consensual between a man and a woman. But anything that that brings up having control in a regular basis to another human being, it's we're going back to slavery. We're going back to having these men that only feel powerful because they have to be putting somebody, having control of somebody else. That's the only way they feel like they're man enough, or they have the pants in the house because they have total control of these women.
No,
because
we're not talking about sexual, everyday life. Again, I would reiterate to you, some people need suggestions and directions to do other things. And if you don't do that, it won't happen. Okay,
oh, really?
It becomes mundane. It becomes over and over and over again.
So shouldn't that be reciprocal? Because I'm sure that there's something that the other person can bring up that can make the other person do better. Because I don't think it's just one person being Mr. Know-it-all that is going to put this person into teaching how to dress and how to behave and do this and all that stuff that you're talking about.
How about experience? Okay. How about just fact that you're on the planet longer than the other person, you have more knowledge than the other person. It's just a simple fact. By living longer than the other person that you're with, you know more things. You've been exposed to more things. All right. There's a higher probability that you will be able to show somebody something different that they've been involved in. Other than that, the person will get right back into the little box and do the same crap each and every day.
Well, the reality is that I don't care if someone is 100 years old or someone is 40 years old.
Right.
They have lived different experiences and they have something to contribute. It's not a one-way street. There's always, you know, that person could be, just because someone makes it a doctor or someone is a lawyer, doesn't have everything figured out or know what life is about. You know, life, it's a learning experience. And in reality, it is everybody has something to contribute. It's not a one-way thing, I'll tell you. The man could be 100 years old and yet had lived enough to experience many things and can teach this woman or this man many things.
Right.
But at the same time, this woman bringing the aspect of her life, whatever she went through, whatever her experience is, that the older person can learn something from that, whatever it is. But everybody has something to contribute.
Right. I'm not disagreeing with that. But I would point out to you that the fact that you're around longer will give you more insights to some things compared to others. And while you'll learn something from a younger person, it's still the overall balance of the older person that will give you the patience to go and learn.
I think that there's got to be, we got to draw the line as far as how far we take it. A woman per se, let's say the woman that been, let's say they've been married. Let's say we're talking about a woman that been married, already been in a relationship, or doesn't even have to be married, but already experienced what a relationship is. But it's pretty much like everyday thing, what everybody else does. You know, once you're done, that's it.
Right.
You go and do your thing.
Right.
Then encounter this man that had lived enough that want to take it outside the box, that they can learn new things, and she's open for it. She want to explore
that
perhaps she didn't even know she had it.
That's my point. Wrong. That's exactly right. She didn't know she had it.
She didn't know she had it.
That's
but
right.
All
but
of a sudden,
person,
this man is bringing this part of her that she didn't even know
and
that
the other
she gets to
enjoy. Can see it, whether you're male or female, the other person can see in you there's something that you don't see within you. So what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, but like I said, you want to keep it there within the sexual act and not make it a living out of it and having total control over this person. Because in the movie, it's not only the sexual act, it's having control over her in every way.
And that's because she's naive, doesn't know any better, and he's teaching her how to hang out in life.
Oh, doesn't know any better. Oh, all of a sudden he knows it all and she doesn't know any better.
He knows it all because he's been experiencing it all.
Oh,
she hasn't had the experience. He's been exposed. He has the ability, it could be a she, that person has the ability to teach the other person not just how to stand and dress and do everything, but a multitude of things right across the line, because that person is seeking that knowledge and they're the person that can give it to them.
No, but you're talking about completely changing this person who they are.
Sometimes that's what's necessary.
Sometimes it's enhancing. Sometimes you're bringing in, like, you know what? I really didn't explore this, but I really want to try it. But when it comes to having total control over the person, you're already losing your identity. That's not what we're talking about. That you cannot lose the sense of who you are. And you can suggest and be open to the experience. But, you know, the open mind.
In that movie, she has say-so. But she has say-so within a realm. She might say something, he'll disagree with it, and he'll point out why it is not agreeable. And then if necessary, there is a punishment in order to achieve a positive goal. We do it with children, okay? We do it in every day of our life. Your bosses do it. They give you a cookie after they smack you and give you a raise, and you're happy for it. But then you call him a son of a bitch because he was all over your ass for not doing something.
Okay, so we're talking about two different things here. I'm glad that you mentioned about we do it to our children. We spank our children. But, I mean, does that really make the other person to change or the child to change their behavior? What you do when you spank a child for a misbehave, all you're doing is promoting violence. You're already telling the children, if you behave, you need to act in a violent way. And that's not the way to go about it.
You are Latina. They smacked your behind growing up. Don't tell me that.
Just because that's the way it was done back in the old days, that doesn't mean it's okay. That's the way to go about it.
You did not like to get spanked when you were a baby, okay? But they spanked you. You grew up okay. So what's wrong with spanking now? Okay?
That we need to act in a violent way in order for people to change, and that's not the way to go about it.
It's the cave. We've been doing this since the caveman. Are you saying it hasn't worked?
No, it hasn't worked.
Look at you. You okay?
And thank God the law it changed, and thank God things that I've seen people starting to see that that's not the way to go about it, and now parents and they are not into the spanking. There's other ways that you can discipline the child.
No, people want to go back to spanking. We're not going to go off the subject,
but I don't believe anything that engages.
People want to go back to spanking. It doesn't matter whether you're 3 or 50. They want to go back to spanking because it instills a direction.
So what about if, let's turn the table around. What about if she gets the spanking when she doesn't behave a certain way, but what about if she wants something a certain way for the man to do it, and she wants to spank his ass?
If they're into that,
she won't allow it.
If they are into it, okay, and they agree to it, there is nothing wrong with it because they have agreed to each other.
But the problem is that it's only one way street.
No,
she's the one who's doing the spanking. She's not allowed to even touch him if he doesn't want to. She cannot even have eye contact unless he wants to. So
that's discipline.
The
movie points out about discipline, and it's about respect, and it's about direction. If you listen and follow the movie, and you said you read the books, and there's three of them.
Yes, I did. I read the three books.
This is only book one, and you know in the preceding books, she changes because she learns more. But there has to be a beginning to everything. There has to be an acorn before there's a tree.
We cannot view the movie as a reality. It's someone that follow the movie or the book. The ending result will not be like the movie because that is not based on reality. It's a nonfiction. That's what people got to understand.
No, you think
that the consequences of that behavior in the long term is not going to be the end and the result that happened in the movie. It's just not based on reality. Reality, it touches very, very profound way in a negative way.
You think that the movie is not real. I will tell you that 100 million copies and box over smashes that people believe in it. Or else they would not read or follow it.
That's and, not the, and, the reason and why the clubs, people want to watch the movie and read the book.
Clubs, and the clubs that are flourishing all over the country promoting these ideas are just as real as the movie. And you're denying that those things even exist.
The bottom line is that the reason why they're buying the books and they want to watch the movie right. is because, you know what, our brain is so wired to get attention to something that it's different, out of the norm.
Right.
It's like you walk on the street, everybody is where it has black hair, blonde, gray hair, but you see someone wearing pink and immediately your eyes get your attention. And that's what the movie is. It's getting everybody's attention because it's something that we have not seen before in movies, we have not seen before in books. We see in the nonfiction books, it's about the romance, and it could take it to a lot of love making, but this is taking it something beyond that. And that's what is getting the attention, not because of anything else.
This movie has taken the culture from behind closed doors, from just being in the back rooms, to being up front, that allows straight people to have an honest and open discussion as to what they would like to do going forward to help or to play within their relationships or not. Would you agree to that?
I don't agree with that.
Now you're being closed-minded.
No, I think it opens the door for explore their sexuality.
Yes.
If you want to have
a meaningful conversation. Are you forgetting
yes.
that?
Yes. To really kind of explore the sexuality, because a lot of things that happens in relationship is that they don't talk about that. They get into their sexual act, but when it comes to what you like or what you don't like, right. do you like it here and all that, getting into that conversation to get to know really what your partner is about, what right. they like, they don't like, they don't have those conversations, which it helps to enhance it.
And it's about time that we talk about it out in the open. Yeah. I'm Altero, my partner. It has come to that time again. As you can hear the music coming in, it is time for us to go. I thank you so much for deviling into this conversation. We have to explore it more as the movie comes closer and as it comes out, so that we continue to talk about relationships. And as everyone knows, that Alma is a life coach, okay, in relationships and stuff like that, and has a great deal of things to say. She can also be seen as a host of a program called Latino Role Models on Hispanics Speak Out TV. So you can go there and click on the link for Latinas, and you can see her do interviews. Where else can we reach you?
You can reach me in Facebook and Divine Soulmate.
Right.
Or you can look Alma Otero as well. Right. Or you can reach me at LinkedIn.
Right.
I have my profile. This, that's another way that they can get in touch with me.
Right.
And if you have any questions about the topic that we addressed today, as you can tell, we have very strong opinions about how we feel about the movie. If right. you have anything to say, we would like to hear your opinion.
Absolutely. So we appreciate
how
that.
How they can send in questions or
they can also go. They can also go to YouTube and go to Yo Soy Latino, Jose Miranda, and put in your remarks and also view our video at that point. Also, I want to thank you again for spending the time, and we'll see you again soon. I want to thank our audience for joining us, coming to the table with your coffee and your bread and your crackers for your cookie monsters and stuff like that. May you have your great tomorrows. May you live to be 100 and me one day less, so I will not know that someone as special as you has left. Until next time, I'm Jose Miranda along with Amo Otero. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you.
Thank you for having us.
Until next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Don't you ever change. Keep that breathless change. just the way you look tonight.